Aid has been pretty nice to me, but I guess my timing on my promotion was just wrong. I never did get it. Although the boss, I wrote up another one for him. He wanted to send it in, but I don't, I guess he hasn't. He didn't say, told me the other day he was going to get somebody to write up something, and I talked to him a little while and thought maybe I'd have him write it up. But I don't know, maybe it'd be pretty exciting to get in something else. I'd like to get in something that is more on my own. The damned organization, I always get tied up with somebody who wants to tell me what to do. And I don't mind being told what to do, but I'd just like the policy sit down and let me do it. I'm a little too old to be guided by the nose anymore. Well, I want to tell you how much I appreciate the letter you sent today, the one I got that you wrote on the 4th of March. This is the 9th, so you must have mailed it on the 3rd, or you wrote it the 3rd and mailed it on the 4th. It's the one in which you put the clipping of the snowiest March is city's snowiest month, and a bright and mild start March began living up to its reputation. You got 3 inches of snow, and you're bragging about it. Gee, that sounds like you've really been without snow. You said Charlie said that the month of February has been his best since he started in real estate, so of course he's been real busy. He must have closed about one a week, or maybe more. Charlie will do fine with that company, I'm pretty sure. If that's his busiest, I'm sure, tell him I'm sure happy for him to see him start hitting that gong and making a ring every now and then. I know as soon as he married that woman that his whole life was going to change and everything would start greening up. And he's a fighter. And I know he's going to be good from now on, and there'll be happiness, plenty of happiness in his life yet. And I'm glad to see that his daughter, Pam, is going to get married. And I know darn well that's his principal worry, is his daughters. And I think that he'll really have a nice, happy life from now on. Marine called Sunday afternoon. We had a nice long visit. He didn't tell me much about what Marine had to say. I'm kind of curious about her daughter and her family, but I guess that wasn't too exciting, or you'd have told me about it. And did tell me about Anastasia falling down. I'm a little surprised that Uncle Bob would commit himself to the extent that say he sure misses me. I I don't recall him being too anxious to come over and knock on my door and visit me when I was there. But I know what he means when he says he misses me. I think my Uncle Bob had some fine plans for old Carly, at least Masonically. And I don't know how fortunate a fellow can be to have somebody like Uncle Bob and Aunt Stacy around, close. It's just part of my luck, I guess. I have a lot of very fine relatives, and on top of that, I find me a real jewel of a wife that puts the frosting on the cake and the cherry on the frosting. You did tell me that Ham had sold his store some time back. And I think old Ham, he is a shrewd operator. I think he's getting out of that business just right in that town. He's made his. Now he can go. I didn't know the plumber who killed himself. And I don't know why Edna don't run the business. She's been at it long enough. She knows what to do. And she can probably hire all the plumbers she needs. Real sorry about Mary Elizabeth. She's always having troubles. And they're serious. I guess I don't know why she should suffer, but she's always been a good, hard-working gal. A little more earthy, I think she is. Kind of earthiness that I admire. Some of my own background type. But that's the way it goes. Some of us have to suffer all our lives, and some of us don't have nothing but, like the grasshopper, singing and feasting in the harvest time. Well, this has been a kind of a choppy letter, honey. I haven't been too exciting to you. I know it's just kind of dull. I imagine listening to this, you could fall asleep and wake up in a different part, and you'd never think you missed anything. Just the monotonous, the monotone. But let me put a little feeling in here about my thoughts, my love for you, and tell you that this Sunday evening, stars are out bright tonight, and I can look up and say that star is over there, right on the horizon, is shining on my honey's house at, what time is it? Saturday night, anyway. About 22 hours from now would make it about 6 o'clock Saturday evening, somewhere in that area. And I'll send a message to that star and let it beam right down on your house. And the sun goes down at 6 o'clock Saturday night. If this is your weekend off, you'll just be probably getting ready to visit somebody, or getting ready to have somebody come and visit you. Or if you're working at the university, you're probably looking at the clock and wishing those knuckleheads would go home so you could clean up and get out of there. But anyway, through this star, I'm sending all my love to you, and I'm And I'm real sincere when I say that of all the people in all the world that I'd sure like to have close to me tonight, I'm talking to her, and she'll be close to me as I dig in my memory and my reveries and my put my head on my pillow and go to sleep and dream sweet dreams of my honey child. So take good care, baby. Follow your advice that you give me and love everyone. Be good to everyone and kind. Get rid of the evil thoughts. And remember that I love you with all my heart. Tell all my cousins and relatives that I love them too, and I think of them often. And I'm sure before long we'll have a nice fishing trip lined up someplace up there where the fish are big and the river's big, and we can wade out there and spook them deer and have a real fine time. So good night, honey. God bless you. I love you with all my heart. Cindy, get up off of that rug. Get up off of there with your nose between your front toes. Get up there and come over and see Carly. Come here, Cindy. Come on. Come on. Come over here, Cindy. Come on, Cindy. Well, if you're listening to the tape and she was laying there, she'd probably cock her ear to one side and look at you. And I hope she do. Good night.